head to other business, and the first item of other business is Barry N. Koch and Diane J. Koch.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of one lot consisting of 1.146 acres, more or less, off of Coy Lane. Planning Commission granted preliminary approval on November 3rd, 2016. The final site plan is in compliance with the zoning code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The property is zoned AR1, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 56.
Mr. Chairman, there's nothing else to talk about, right?
No.
They've got all receipt of everything.
Mr. Chairman, I'm make a motion for in regard to Barry N. Koch and Diane J. Koch, 2016-13. I make a motion to for final subdivision approval.
Second.
We have a motion and second for approval as a final for the subdivision of Barry N. Koch and Diane J. Koch. That's 216-13. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is Newdale Acres RPC.
This is a preliminary site plan for Newdale Acres RPC for the construction of 296 dwellings, including 224 single-family and 72 townhomes, to be located off of Sharon's Road and South Old State Road. Planning Commission recommended approval of the RPC on March 23, 2017, and County Council approved the RPC on May 9, 2017. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The property is zoned MRRPC, and the tax parcels are District 230, Map 26, Parcels 115, 115.04, 122, District 230, Map 31, Parcel 33, and 33.01.
I have a question on this one. Because I was reading the letter from the school district. Do they have to have a bus stop, or don't they have to have a bus stop? It was like, you've got to have a bus stop, but we're not going to make you have a bus stop. So I'm curious what that was about.
We're going to look into that one, because they contradict themselves.
Okay, it wasn't just me then.
No, the school district says we don't require it, but we will pick them up at the bus stop. So we're going to reach out to them and verify their comments.
That's what I was. Is this something we can? Do we have to state that in the approval, or because you know I'm a bus stop girl, so
I know.
So is Mr. Burton. There wasn't a condition placed in the RPC.
It's a seat.
Yeah, maybe there wasn't a condition placed in the RPC.
I'm going to defer to Ms. Walls.
I didn't see one in the plan, and that's I. Thought that was something that Ring, are you here?
Mr. Larkin. Hold up, Ring. You might as well comment on that.
Good evening, members of the commission. My name is Ring Lardner, civil engineer with Davis Bone and Friedel. The bus stop is a common issue we run into with all school districts. For the betterment of the public and the commission, you may know this. The bus stop locations are dictated by the school districts. There's a state law as far as how far a school student can walk from a bus stop. If you're a high school student, you're allowed to walk a half a mile. If you're in grade school, it's a quarter mile. If you're kindergarten, they actually have to come to your house. So a lot of times the commission doesn't place a requirement of putting a bus stop on a plane. However, we don't always know where that bus stop's going to go. In this particular case, there happens to be a dark bus stop at the front of the entrance. That dark bus stop is probably what's going to be used by the school district as a location to pick up their students. But again, depending on the location where the student is, if it falls outside that requirement, then the school district will have to go inside the subdivision as much as they prefer not to. Their goal is to pick all the students up onto the main road. That's why you sometimes get the contradictory letters from the school district. They're required to have the bus stops. It's the bus shelters they don't always want to have for many different reasons. That's probably why you're having the issue within the letter. But there is a dark bus stop shown on the plans and as part of the interest plan approval through DLDOT.
Is that a sheltered bus stop?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's a sheltered bus stop. That's typically how DLDOT wants their bus stops.
I was going to say, can you say yes, there will be a sheltered bus stop there?
I can't say what DART requires because at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to maintain it and own it and fix everything that happens with that bus stop.
Well, the good news is this is a preliminary and it's an RPC, so it has to come back to the commission.
Come back.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Newdale Acres RPC with the final site plan approval subject to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And they do have all their agency approvals.
Do they?
They do. Well, it says here, no, they do.
They do.
Sorry.
Somebody wants to make a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan of Newdale's Acres RPC with the final come back before the Planning and Zoning Commission. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next other business item is T.S. Smith and Sons.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one new lot off of 50-foot wide easement over an existing driveway, Cider Lane, located off Redden Road, Sussex County Road 40. The proposed lot is proposed lot one is 2 acres, more or less. The residual lot is 133.37 acres, more or less. The parcel was approved for the Agricultural Preservation Program in 2013. The parcel is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 15, Parcel 14. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for T.S. Smith and Son, subject to receipt of all other approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the minor subdivision of a 50-foot easement for T.S. Smith and Son, with final by staff subject to the receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is lands of Douglas Jones and Robert Jones, Jr.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one new lot off a 50-foot wide easement over an existing private road, Faber Lane, located off Bunting Road, Sussex County Route 335. Proposed lot one is 4.828 acres, more or less, and the residual land is 11.016 acres, more or less. Any future subdivision would require a major subdivision application. The parcel is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 14, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Douglas Jones and Robert Jones, Jr., I move for approval of a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon all agency approval.
Would you also require that any future subdivision will require a major subdivision?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the application for the lands of Douglas Jones and Robert Jones, Jr. for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement, with a stipulation that any future subdivision will require a major subdivision, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Going back to our public hearings, the first public hearing was 2017-7, the Villas.
Request that we defer on this until for further until next week. For the consideration. Thank you. My brain just completely shut down.
That happens.
For further consideration.
Mr. Hopkins, did you second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and second to defer action on 2017-7, the Villas, for further consideration by the commission. All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is 2017-8, Tingle Estates.
Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral for further consideration on Tingle Estates 2017-8.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action on application 2017-8, Tingle Estates, for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is conditional use number 2091, William Hall.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on conditional use number 2091, William Hall, for further consideration of the testimony presented this evening.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action on conditional use number 2091, William Hall, so the commission consider the testimony presented this evening. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item on the public hearing agenda was change of zone number 1825, Clarksville Auto Service Center Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for the change of zone 1825 for Clarksville Auto Service Center. for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. This site is completely surrounded by land that is zoned C1, general commercial. This is an infill to make the applicant's entire parcel commercially zoned. This is an appropriate location for CR1 zoning with frontage at an intersection along Atlantic Avenue. The site is located within the environmentally sensitive development area under the county's comprehensive plan. CR1 zoning is appropriate in this area according to the county plan, and there were no parties in opposition to this application.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of change of zone number 1825, Clarksville Auto Service Center Incorporated. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. That concludes our agenda. Does anyone else have anything to go to the commission? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
Giddy up.
Home before dark.